There was once a great writer, a novelist, who had a lecture at a great university, and all the students showed up, and he began his lecture profoundly, taking a sip from a glass of water, and said, "How many of you students here want to become writers?" Immediately, a flash of hands went up. Almost unanimously, they all wanted to become writers. Then he said, "I won't hold you back. Go home and start writing. Go home and start writing." People sometimes wait for religion to happen instead of working. They wait for inspiration when they already have a big, thick book called the Gospel telling them what to do, the Bible giving them instructions. Religion is not something you have to wait for. It's something you have to do. You have to act. It is interactive. It is experimental. It is exploratory. It is an adventure because every one of your lives is an adventure to you. Nothing has been written yet. You are writing your story day by day, hour by hour, as you decide what to do. It is always a wonder to early Christians why the Creator of the universe, when He came to save us, actually wanted our help. Why did He pick 12 disciples, most of whom were fishermen, not graduates of some great university, some peripatetic philosopher school, but really simple people? Perhaps it is because if you have ever fished, you know you need patience. And St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, what's the prime characteristic of love? Patience. Love is patient. Love is kind. You hear it at weddings. It takes a long time in any relationship to build trust, to build security, and every day to build an awareness of the needs of the other, of the needs of the community, and takes even more effort to sacrifice to see that those needs are met. In today's gospel, Christ gives us an example of how He calls people to participate in their own salvation. One of the greatest gifts that parents give their children is the freedom to choose their own lives. No one can live the life of a child. It is also one of the most tenuous and hazardous things that people do by giving their children the freedom to choose, to make mistakes, to seek out their own future, to write their own book. It is not easy, but there is no other way. And God does the same thing to us. He says, "Here, I give you freedom. And whatever you choose, you will get. As you sow, so shall you reap." Often you hear the phrase, "How could God allow such things to happen?" Are you willing to give up all your freedom so bad things won't happen? Or are you willing to learn to live and to do good things to conquer those things that happen that are bad? I often gave an example even last week of how a group of Franciscans nuns in Minnesota, witnessing the suffering of their people, did something about it. They founded the Mayo Clinic, where much advancement was done both in medicine and patient care, because they said God gave us our freedom so that we might do good. So today, whatever you do, religion happens where you are. Faith is expressed by everything you say, everything you do, and everything you choose. And teach your children. It is the same for them. We would love sometimes to have a Heavenly Father that would do everything for us. But that would be unnatural, unreal, and unreligious. God gave us freedom. We suffer sometimes because of our choices, because not everything you choose makes you free. But we learn also how to overcome. That is why the monks in their monastery said, it is always prayer and work together. You cannot just pray. You cannot just work. Pray, work, try, make the world a better place because God wants us to work with Him to write our story. Slava Yisusu Christu.